Again, with that familiar theme, yeah, and sounding more like me, welcome to Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to get myself a little bit more.
I can do that.
Give me
for
a little
you
bit
here.
More head volume. There we go. That's good.
Is that good?
Headphone volume. There
okay.
we go. Good.
All yeah, righty.
You are sounding like you.
Yeah, it's getting better, getting stronger. Still can't sing just yet,
well,
but
we don't want to take our time here.
I can talk, yeah. So hallelujah.
Yeah,
it's getting better.
Good deal.
I'll right? take it, you know?
Absolutely.
But yeah. I hope everybody's having a good and dry Wednesday wherever you are.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of dried off a little bit here. We've kind of caught a break between what's coming.
Yeah. I was going to, I've got this from the National Weather Service, their hazardous weather outlook for Northeast Georgia, Piedmont of North Carolina, Western North Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening to us on the AM or you're capable of receiving our AM signal, this affects you.
Right.
We've got widespread showers and thunderstorms that are going to move into the area tonight. Some could produce some heavy rainfall. They also say cloud to ground lightning and gusty winds will also be possible. An isolated severe storm is also possible, with damaging winds being the main threat. Some of the storms will produce heavy rainfall, and isolated flooding is possible. Very gusty winds are also expected to develop Thursday and continue into Friday, so they may need to issue a wind advisory.
Yeah. Well, just on the other side of the mountains over in Tennessee, they've already issued high wind warnings over toward Gatlinburg and places like that, so they are under that already. So we'll see how this thing shapes up. It's pretty nasty coming out of the Gulf, and
great
it's a
day.
big storm system that's riding right along that warm front right now. And as that cold air starts to push in a little closer to us, we're going to see that switch over, and we're going to get kind of dumped on, so to speak.
Yeah.
So,
have they given totals? Because I didn't see that.
We only got a half inch so far. Well, 1 to 2 inches tomorrow.
Okay,
is
that
what
was
they're saying.
What I was looking for.
Yeah, we got a half inch, a little over a half inch last night, yesterday and last night. We got a little over a half inch of rain here. And there are these reports of damaging hail on the south, in the south portions down in Louisiana and Alabama. So it's headed our way. It's springtime.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Zooming out, when you see the big picture, that's pretty massive looking. But, you know, again, we understand that there is some shearing or breaking up of the system as it comes across the Tennessee mountain range or up, you know, across the Georgia area. So we'll wait and see what we get. But in all probability, it's going to be a rainy Thursday.
Yeah, don't put the rain gear away just quite yet.
No, you can put the umbrella in the back seat, just not in the trunk.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, work that way.
Yeah.
I wrote something on the bottom of this piece of paper because I heard it on SRN News, and I hadn't seen it in the news. But they're proposing another increase to postage stamps.
Yeah, I caught a glimpse. I mean, I caught a snippet of that as they were. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They just went up, didn't they?
To me, it was just the other day, and I know time gets by me.
Yeah, but this couldn't be more than a couple months ago.
Yeah, but they say in July. I don't know that this is in concrete yet, but they said the proposal, I believe was their word.
Yeah.
Would be in July that a regular postage stamp would go from 68 to 73 cents. It would go up a nickel.
Yeah, their forever stamp's going to go to 73 cents.
That's forever increasing on the price. So I'd say if you get stamps, make sure you get the forever stamps.
Yeah,
unless you've got a specific mailing that you want a pretty stamp for, you know, and you know you can use them all with what you're going to do. But don't keep anything hanging around in the utility drawer or wherever you put yours. Proposal of going up a nickel.
We've talked about it many, many times. It used to be less than a nickel. It used to be less than a nickel to mail something.
Yeah.
And now it's approaching 75 cents for regular, every
standard,
ordinary, everyday mail.
Yeah.
Almost 75 cents.
Yeah.
I give them a couple months, it'll be a dollar.
It won't be long.
Yeah.
Rangers over in Gatlinburg and just across the mountain, they're looking for a 35-year-old man that hasn't been seen since April 7th.
Oh my.
So a few days. Mm-hmm. They did find his car, but they haven't located him.
Mercy.
His name is Jacob Riggs, and he was last seen in Maynardville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And they believe he's somewhere in the Townsend, Tremont, Cades Cove area. Dark hair, dark beard, brown eyes, 6 feet two, about 185 pounds. And anybody that may have seen anything is asked to contact the National Park Service tip line at 888-653-0009. Mm. But I pray they find him. And
yeah, that's not a, I mean, hopefully he's not injured or anything like that. A lot of outdoor recreation area over there where a person could, you know, find themselves in a situation you don't want to be in. So
kind of rugged terrain.
They find him pretty quick, at least before these storms and heavy rains get in here, because that kind of messes up with the tracking and all that stuff. So
it does.
So especially if they're using the dogs and all that. So pray that he'd be found soon.
And the workers. Pray for their safety as well, because, again, it's pretty rugged through there.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of goat terrain, as I call it.
Yeah, no
where
doubt.
You need to be a goat. I saw a company that today, and I kind of got put on the trail of it, and I didn't know it existed.
Okay.
And I hate that I didn't know it until now, but I think it's a fairly new company. It's called EveryLife.com.
Every Life, okay.
And it's if you want to go to their website, it's all lowercase, no space, EveryLife.com.
All right.
They're a pro-life diaper company.
Oh, okay. That gets my
That's what got my attention.
Yeah.
And the story that put me on the trail was, if you've seen the news at all nationally, you have heard at least something about the officer with the New York Police Department that was shot and killed in a regular traffic stop in March.
Right.
Well, he leaves behind a wife and a 15-month-old son.
Mercy.
So Every Life, the company, felt burdened to provide them with, they were going to say, a 3-month supply of diapers and wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a program called Buy for a Cause. And it means that if, say, I don't have young children, you know, in diapers anymore. My grandkids are out of diapers. But you can go and you can buy a gift set of diapers and wipes, and then they'll donate it to somebody in need or to pregnancy centers, et cetera. But they had such a huge response, they're going to give that widow and the, and the 15-month-old how many ever diapers and wipes he needs until he grows out of it.
How about that?
Again, free.
How about that?
They're based in California, and I went to their website, and I just want to read. This is their words, not mine.
Okay.
It says, our mission. We started this company with a simple mission to provide premium products for every baby, because every baby is a miracle from God who deserves to be loved, protected, and supported.
Amen to that.
And then it says, our values.
Mm.
Celebrate life. Every baby is a miracle and a gift from above. We cherish it, celebrate it, and seek to protect it always.
Mm-hmm.
We stand with integrity. We are here because our values, vision, and mission are deeply held convictions that drive us to build a different kind of company. We will never sacrifice our beliefs or the integrity of our products for the sake of popularity, gain, or grift, nor we support anything that goes against our mission to protect life. We will champion parenthood. Being a parent is the greatest job we'll ever have, and celebrating the blessing of parenthood is at the heart of what we do. And when we champion parenthood and the innocence of new life, we build a healthier, happier future for our nation. And it says, rooted in faith, everything we do at Every Life is grounded in our faith in Christ and the truth of the gospel.
Oh, my soul.
That was copy and pasted. You can see I pasted it directly. I didn't.
Yeah, that could be copied and pasted into probably every set of bylaws, church bylaws, yeah. you name it, you know, any type
you
of...
You might want to grab some of that wording from it just because it...
I'm saying, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And so I just wanted to put the word out there. If you've got, you know, children in diapers or grandchildren in diapers, I have no idea how much they cost. I didn't go that route.
Yeah.
But they're, again, started by a mom.
Yeah. That's incredible.
And so everylife.com.
Yeah. And I know a case of about 70. You know, you can get the bigger cases.
Yeah.
They're running anywhere between $18 and $24.
On just a regular store shelf.
Yeah, because I'm getting ready to be a grandpa again, and when I see them, I just grab them.
There you go.
Because, you know, that's because they are expensive. They're very expensive.
Maybe I want to check this out.
And so that might be something that...
I forgot about Miss Jessica.
And not only that, too. I mean, you think is that you could pass that word along at baby showers and stuff like that, you know, to kind of pass that website along to where, you know, hey...
And some church nurseries will stock diapers, a selection, have a few there.
And if you run across somebody that's, you know, in need of such, like a case with this officer and his family, something like that in your community, that you could turn, you know, kind of give that information to those individuals. I mean, that's just amazing. I
was
love
impressed.
I'm so thankful that there are businesses that are willing to make that stand.
Yeah.
And so boldly, especially from California.
And it wasn't hid in small print.
No.
Like 15 pages in.
I like it.
It's on the very front from the get-go when you log on.
Yeah.
So I have not, what I gave you is what I know about
them. That's incredible.
I've not bought anything from them, but I would be interested if anybody listening has, and if you haven't, maybe you can
Look into
everylife.com. If you didn't get that, call me after Swap Shop. I'm going to kind of hang on to that.
Absolutely.
One.
We'll pass that along.
When I was reading through it, I'm like, that's too good not to share, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
Mercy. Yeah.
Well, over in England, a gentleman celebrates 111 years, 223 days of life.
Okay.
And he has officially been named the world's oldest man by the Guinness World Records. His name is John Tenniswood.
Okay.
In England.
Yeah.
And he was deemed the world's oldest man after Juan Perez of Venezuela died recently.
Mm-hmm.
He was 114.
Okay.
Now, to date, the oldest documented living man ever was a gentleman from Japan who lived to be 116.
Okay.
But we want to take it further. The oldest living person overall, this blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I've missed this. The oldest documented living person happens to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Maria Marrera. She lives in Spain, and currently she has 117.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
117 years.
117.
It's been a while.
Yeah. you think of all that they've seen in their life.
Can you imagine? I mean, 117 years ago, you think about it. I mean,
it was a different world.
Definitely a different world. What would that make it? 1907? It'll be 1907.
Mercy.
Yeah, that's before a lot of different things.
Yeah. All the different wars that
all the wars, been, yeah. all the major inventions that have come in our
technology.
In technology, yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of it. Yeah, anyway, I would go back. Somebody said they remember a time when you were actually aggravated, you could actually slam the phone down. Remember that? You could hang up on somebody pretty boldly. Not that that was a good thing.
No.
And the old rotary phone. Mm-hmm. You remember if you had to dial long distance, you had so many, and you had to roll it, especially if it had like nines or zeros.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the end and mess up.
Yep.
And have to start
all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty cool when we got a push button phone.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the rotor.
Well,
anymore.
You know, I mean, I was saying something about it the other day to where, you know, you kind of bring a little bit of humor every time not every time, but, you know, when I'm preaching sometimes, you know, you kind of have to break the ice with some people. And, you know, like I was making something about how things have changed. And I said, well, some of you sitting here probably remembered when you picked up the phone and you had to ask so-and-so on the other end to plug you in so that you could actually connect.
Yeah.
You know, and you literally ask the person at the switchboard, you ask them, can you connect me with so-and-so? Mm-hmm. And usually it was just like across town, down the street or something. You know, you didn't have any buttons to push or rotaries to dial. You just had someone on the other end listening all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they literally did. They sat there with headphones on
and they
listened until somebody buzzed them, and then you talked to them and they connected you.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times they didn't take the headphones off during the conversation.
Well, just
kind of curious.
The one that comes to my mind is Sarah on the Andy Griffith
Andy,
show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But Pastor talks about how, you know, back in the day here in our community of Western North Carolina, that there would maybe be one house in the community that had a phone.
That's right.
And that person, if there was ever a phone call for some of the neighbors, they would hang a rag or something colored or something out on a particular spot on the porch on a nail, and you'd see it and you'd know there was a call for somebody.
Wow.
And you'd make your way there.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people didn't have the money to buy radios.
Right.
You know, and there was usually the richer folk in town had a radio, and people would come over and listen and gather around the radio.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how a lot of the programming got started. Is because certain days, at certain evening times, you'd have these certain programs would come on, and everybody would come in the community and sit around the radio and listen to it.
Radio dramas like Unshackled, Your Story Hour.
All that stuff.
And there were live people that came and were in a studio
in the
somewhere.
Room. That's right.
It wasn't produced and recorded.
No.
It was done. While they were there, they made sound effects through different things. The music that they sang was live.
Yeah.
Boy, we've...
You
wonder if today, not slighting anybody today, but you wonder how the professionals in society today, how it would sound if they did what happened 75 years ago or so.
It'd be quite different.
How it was.
I can imagine it'd be quite different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen videos of them in the studio doing the dramas.
Yeah.
And how there would be a guy and he'd have a box or something and it would make sound effects through that.
Yeah. If you did have music at all, you know, you would have live bands.
Yep.
And orchestrated music, you would have an ensemble or something sitting right in there in the studio as it was being done live. Because there was no such thing as this advanced recordings.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty amazing how realistic a lot of that programming was back in the day.
And you respect the talent that it took. And maybe now only I'm seeing how much it did take to do what they did.
It was so important. I mean, I think when you look at the how a lot of it, the diction and the language, and you know how important it was to say your words and all of that stuff, then there was great importance put on that in school.
Yeah.
So you had to learn how to speak correctly and how to enunciate. So I think a lot of times, you know, today that kind of gets a little pushed to the side, you know, in all of our advanced technology. You know, I apologize a lot of times because when you hear the news broadcast of a morning, that's live. And sometimes I'll mess that up. And, you know, we have the convenience of going back and fixing it. But, you know, the issue is I think there was a lot to be said about a society who, you make a little slip here or there, kind of, you know, whatever, mess a word or something up. That was just being real. It was just being real.
It was being human.
And it was, I thought it was something special about it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode, you know, when they got the phones first on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Miss Olson. I think she was the operator at...
Yeah, and she would sit and listen to everybody's conversations.
That was right up her alley, or her character's alley.
No doubt.
Oh, my. Well, something else I saw in the news, and we've talked about it, but we're getting close to them coming. The cicadas are coming. Now, it's just bugs. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
They're not harmful to humans. They say the main danger they pose is maybe for young trees because they will make slits or little indentions in the trees, and that's where they'll lay their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say that, you know, this year, For the first time in 221 years, it hits to where the 13-year and the 17-year broods are emerging at the same time.
Oh.
And it hasn't happened since, what, Thomas Jefferson was a president, and it won't happen again until 2244. That's the next year. But our state here in North Carolina, we're included in this. Yeah. So they're loud. They say they can, depending on the amount, they can rival the volume of a jet airplane.
Wow. Now, that's pretty amazing.
That'd be pretty aggravating, just let's be honest.
Right.
So I think it's more aggravation than anything. They also say they don't last long. It's like April to early June.
Oh.
So mid-April, so we're heading that direction.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what they say. The busiest period for the cicada activity is the middle of April through early June. They usually appear after a nice soaking rain when the temperature of the ground is about 64 degrees.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know where we're going to be. We're still a little cooler than that at night, but that's we're in that neighborhood at the daytime.
Yeah.
They say benefit, it's great for anglers, for fishermen. They say it's really good because it provides more bugs and the fish are hitting if you're a fly fisherman, especially.
Yeah.
But they say you should cover your pool, your patio furniture, or other similar items because they could actually lay eggs there.
That's interesting.
So, just a couple of things.
Yeah.
Again, it's not the end of the world.
Well, speaking about not being the end of the world,
yeah,
you know where the most expensive Disneyland tickets, Disney World tickets are going to be and when?
I have no idea.
In 2045.
2045.
Yeah, because that's when the next total eclipse is going to come.
Oh.
You remember people running around trying to buy tickets to get flights to go to all different places the other day? Well, this one's going to go right over Disney World.
In Florida?
In Florida. In 2045, the path of totality is going to take it right over that. And they are already getting geared up for that event there in
2045.
Florida in 2045. So here, you know, 21 years from now, we're going to see. I thought that was just kind of like, okay, just I saw that little tidbit in the news, like the most expensive amusement park tickets are going to be. Because it's going to go right over Orlando, Florida.
Well, it's already. I don't know how the normal income family, and I say that respectfully because I think that I'm included in that.
Well, yeah,
I
am too.
Probably you are.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the average.
About everybody I know is. In that average income now where you got a budget and you got to watch for groceries and a power bill and all gas in the vehicle and all that. I don't know how you could do that and take your family to Disney World and pay for it without going into debt.
You have to. There's just no way. There's no way unless you have a silver spoon or a major inheritance to be able to take a family of four and go for a week and spend that kind of money. You can easily dump. I can guarantee it. If you spend a week, you can easily dump $10,000. On a vacation.
On a week, yeah.
In a week's time in Orlando.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, that's, I mean, I'm talking about.
Because you got to eat.
Yeah.
You got to get there.
And I know there's a budget you can go, just things you can do on a budget. There's no doubt about that. But I'm just saying, you know, to do it all, to do everything down there. I mean, that's, not to mention, you know.
Anyway. That's all that.
Just saying.
Yeah, we'll just pass on that.
No doubt.
The Colorado State University, they have a forecast team there, weather forecasters, and they have come out with their hurricane season forecast.
Okay.
And they're calling for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, five of those reaching Cat 3 or stronger.
Wow.
They say that the water in the Atlantic right now is the warmest ever recorded this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the warmer water translates to above normal temperatures in the hard hurricane season, and that favors storms developing and having access to some extra energy because the warm water.
Yeah.
They say the Pacific is under an El Nino. El Nina.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't know exactly. It could be as well. Could be more active.
Yeah.
All in all, they say uncertainty remains, and the biggest thing is just be prepared.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Well, if you live along the coast, that's one of those things you just kind of have to,
Common sense factor thing.
I just saw recently, though, where a lot of insurance companies are reevaluating their policies for people who live along the coast.
Really?
Because the payouts have been so enormous.
Because so many
storms.
Yeah,
and you keep rebuilding back in the same spots, and they keep having to repay out and pay out and pay out every single time, oftentimes to the same people.
And the cost replacing's gone up.
And everything, building material is costing more. Property values are more. Mm. Everything is just, and so the insurance companies are having to pay, in some cases even double to what they had to put back, say, 10 years ago from a hurricane. So I don't know. I think, there's a reason why the wise man built his house upon the rock.
Yeah.
I'm not being mean. No. It's just the kind of, it's kind of the thing.
I'm sure it's nice to have, the home on the beach.
Sure.
And
I visit the beach
all
the time, and they're beautiful.
Too.
Yeah, they're great, and I love the being able to go down there, but with it comes its risks.
Yeah.
And just like building your house on the edge of a river.
Yeah.
There's a difference in building it in the floodplain and then building it up above that line. The same way it is at the ocean. It's just the risk you have to take if you're willing to pay it. Unfortunately, the insurance companies aren't going to be paying much of it anymore.
No.
If you've got the money to do it, then so be it.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately, they look at the state as a whole. They don't break it down by region when they're coming up with insurance rates.
No, they sure don't.
So when you see something that's happened, say, on the coast of North Carolina, the expense that the insurance companies have in paying that out, that's put in a big pot, and it's all put together.
All I know is this year mine went up $30 a month.
Ours gone up $25.
It went up. I was paying a little less than $70 a month for pretty good coverage for my home. $70 a month. I thought, I can accept that. That's pretty good. It went to $100. And that's what I pay, $100 a month in just replacement value for my home. And not only that, car insurance as well. So, and again, that affects everybody within the state, not just those areas which are more prone to damage and payouts. So, again.
It's not your insurance agent's fault.
No.
They're doing their job. But one thing you may want to do is when it's time for renewal, you may want to ask them for a requote.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if you change companies or just being requoting, you might have some things that'll save you some money.
Yeah.
So it's worth the time.
Absolutely.
One other thing, and we'll move on. Scrabble. Do you ever play Scrabble? We enjoyed playing it growing up. And, of course, it's the game where you make words and you get points for the difficulty of
the
word,
little tiles,
et cetera.
That you set up, yeah.
Well, for the first time in 75 years, because that's how old Scrabble is, they are updating the game.
Hmm.
Now, when you buy it, the board's now going to have two sides.
Oh.
One side will be the traditional Scrabble that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
The other side, they've made it easier.
Oh.
And less competitive because they said they need this to appeal to Gen Z players.
Ugh.
Because they, on the new side, there'll be helper cards, simpler scoring, and it'll be a quicker way to play, and blah, blah, blah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now Mattel, who is the owner of Scrabble, it's called Scrabble Together. It's the new version.
Okay.
Now, I will say it's currently only available in Europe.
Keep it.
Not available here.
Just keep it.
But they're... They're now...
Well, the next thing you're going to see, and I'm going to go for a second. Just go for a second, please. It's Wednesday. The next thing you're going to see is we're going to have a milder version of Battleship.
Oh, yeah.
you know, because I think of games that we were playing when we were kids, things like Scrabble and Monopoly and Battleship.
Yeah. Because you're blowing something
because,
up.
Because in Battleship, you were literally, it's real competitive. You're like, you're trying to blow your, you know, the, whoever, you know, your opponent, you're trying to blow their ship up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I liked it when they came out with the electronic version because it had sound effects. That was pretty good. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really good game.
Yeah.
You know, but now we're going to have a more woke a woke version of Battleship, you know, to where you can actually, you know, reinflate your boat and let it keep on playing, you know.
Right.
Not you can lose all your battleships, but you can still stay in the game.
You're not a loser. You didn't lose.
You didn't lose. Okay.
Nobody wins and loses.
You know, you'll get a trophy for losing all your ships.
Right.
Okay.
Bless us all.
So if you lose at Scrabble, really, we didn't really lose. We just played together.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. And had fun.
And you know, we really didn't lose anything. And I know I'm being extremely sarcastic right here, but come on.
Yeah.
Please.
I think of all the things we did growing up, too. You know, now they tell you, you don't need to go barefoot. You don't need to drink out of water hoses. You don't need to do all these things. And we survived. And I'm all for safety. And, you know, I'm a seatbelt wearer.
Yeah.
And I make sure that if the grandkids, anybody in the car has a seatbelt on. I'm not saying I'm against safety, but I think we've gone a little over the edge here. It's Swap Shop time.
Please get me out of this.
828-884. It is Wednesday. 828-884-9427.
All right. Well, I don't know if we should start off with this one, but this might help us here. Here's an individual that's got several weapons for sale. A Force Tactical 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun, new in the box. A Glock 44 pistol, like new in the box. A Marlin 4570 John Marlin stamped with scope. And also a Marlin 444 JM stamped and several other John Marlin stamped weapons. Call or leave a message at 506-5809, 506-5809.
Here we have some folks that are selling some flower pens for $2 each, with the proceeds going to help a daughter with college expenses. They're happy to meet in the Fletcher or Canton areas any day except Wednesday. You can call, and if no answer, leave a voicemail, or you can send a text at 828-734-1807, 828-734-1807.
Here's a set of four 20-inch rim, 20-inch tires. They're the Terra Grappler G2 tires, the LT305-55R20s. They are 10-ply. They're asking $800. 684-7037, 684-7037.
Here is a white Kenmore dishwasher for $300, our best offer. They also have Chanel Plum Love Seat and two chairs, $300 for the set. 877-3099, 877-3099.
And it's that time of year where we see a lot of yard sales, and here's one. A Cars Hill Baptist Church in Cedar Mountain is having an indoor yard sale coming up Thursday and Friday of this week, April 11th and 12th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. No early shoppers, please. And since the sale is inside, it will be held rain or shine. Cars Hill Baptist Church is located at 2719 Greenville Highway in Brevard. That's U.S. 276 South, headed toward Cedar Mountain.
And we've got another yard sale coming up Friday the 12th. It will start at 8 a.m. And the address is 378 Main Street in Rosman. And their items include a Murray lawnmower, a dehumidifier, 5,000 BTU air conditioner, tools, household items, and more. If you need more information, 556-0015. Again, that's this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., 378 Main Street, Rosman, 556-0015.
And thank you, 1817. I completely agree with you, too, as well. It's very competitive. I am, too. Women's size 7 inline skates, used only a couple of times for $15. Another pair of women's inline skates, their size 9, used once for $15. And they also have a Works brand electric pole saw. It's used a couple of times, looks brand new, asking $60 or best offer. 275-3839, 275-3839.
Looking for a set of worn locking hubs for an older Jeep. 506-5809. 506-5809.
A 1996 Skyliner 26-foot bunkhouse camper. It's always been stored under roof. Everything works, has four like-new tires. The battery need to be replaced soon, asking $5,000. 553-0743. 553-0743.
And I meant to do this earlier, jumping over here to our day book. It's the 10th of April, and we got quite a few folks celebrating some special days. So we'd like to say happy anniversary today to Roger and Christy Buckner.
Happy anniversary.
And then Chase and Brianna Quinn.
Our very own happy anniversary to you folks.
And then happy birthday wishes going out to Kim Nicholson.
Our very own happy birthday, yeah.
Brother Ricky Brown.
As well, happy birthday.
And Tanya Whittemore.
All right, happy birthday to you folks.
Yeah, big group, so God bless you all, and we're praying the very best as you celebrate your special day.
All right, very good. God bless you. Here's someone looking for a pallet jack or a flatbed cart on casters. It needs to be 36 by 24 inches. 564-3134. 564-3134.
CKC registered Australian Shepherd puppies. Blue Merles and black bi and tri puppies. So that's the color. Some have two, some have three, as far as the different colors. They're up to date on their shots and been dewormed. Tails docked and dew claw removed. They will have a vet check before they leave. There are three females and three males available for their forever or forever home. They'll be available after May 10th. 706-885-2313. 706-885-2313.
James and James Environmental is looking to fill two full-time positions. The first is a water and or wastewater operator position with a minimum of a grade 1 wastewater or a Seawell license and a clean driving record. And also the second job is a trainable position, but experience is a significant plus. And also you need a clean driving record for that job as well. 674-8171, 674-8171.
And traffic, let's see what's going on. Little bit of a slowdown earlier on I-26 westbound around the Long Shoals exit, but that looks to have cleared up. And we've got a bit of a slowdown on, this is going to be, well, is that I-40 right there at the interchange?
Yeah.
The US 74 alternate westbound ramp is going to be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So that's got
that's what's got slowing everybody down there.
Backed up a bit there, yeah.
Okay.
So if that's part of your travel, kind of rework that if you can, or plan on a little bit of a delay. I'm sure they've got a detour that's marked there, but I'm not seeing really anything else.
Okay.
Revival services continuing at Brush Creek Chapel Baptist Church, 7 o'clock nightly. Pastor Ricky Lee of the Midway Bible Baptist Church is there preaching, and the church is at 1323 Upper Brush Creek Road in Fairview.
And make your plans now to visit the Riverside Baptist Church starting on Monday, as they have their Spring Tent Revival starting on Monday, going through Friday at 7 o'clock each night. Preaching by Pastor Kellen Griffin and Pastor Jason Owens, and the tent will be located right next to the church at Riverside Baptist Church, 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville.
And this coming Saturday, a special free presentation by Lieutenant Colonel Ed Cottrell, United States Air Force retired, and he's got a book, We Shall Come Home Victorious, and he'll be signing copies of that book. They'll be for sale, and also he's going to be telling the story of meeting his former enemy, who was a German pilot in the Battle of the Bulge, and how the two became forever friends. It's a special story. This is going to be at Grace Brevard Church, 55 East Jordan Street in Brevard, this coming Saturday at 11 a.m., and again, it's free.
All right. Also, revival services begin this coming Sunday at Fairhaven Baptist Church in Hendersonville, and that'll be going through Friday, April the 19th. The Sunday services are at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Weeknight services are at 7. Evangelist Robert Jones will be preaching Sunday through Wednesday, and then Pastor Chad Watson will be preaching Thursday and Friday. On Monday, the Edwards family will be there singing, and then Middle Cross will be singing on Friday night, and Pastor Chris Norris and the congregation welcome everyone The church is located at 27 Eisenhower Drive in Hendersonville.
An Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Brevard will start revival this Sunday, and they'll go Sunday through Wednesday, or Tuesday night or Wednesday, and they've got father and son, Brother Larry Raines and Pastor Doug Raines, that are going to be preaching for them Sunday nights at 6 and Monday and Tuesday nights at 7. Amazing Grace Baptist Church is located off of Otto Alexander Road in Brevard. Pastor Breck Landreth and the Amazing Grace family welcome you to join them.
And the East Otoe Community Center has a busy April schedule, and the Hunger Coalition of Transylvania County will be there on the afternoon of Thursday, April the 11th, that's this Thursday, from 2:30 to 3:45, bring your grocery bags and shop, and then they've got some more activities coming up later on in the month.
The Mills River Town Council will be meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 in Mills River Town Hall, and the public is invited.
All right. I think that's got everything for this coming week.
I think that hit it. Well, okay. We've got a song we can
love it.
Bid farewell. Here's the Victory Baptist Youth Choir.
Cool.
New CD we got in yesterday from the Victory Baptist Church out of Florida.
Okay.
And a song entitled, But for the Blood.
Great. Have a good afternoon and be in church tonight.
Amen.
All right.
They found him in the garden. Goodbye.